Television, by André Piet. March 18, 2013. The word television literally means far-seeing. You look at a screen, but through that screen you are able to see things that are much further away. We have been accustomed to this phenomenon for more than half a century, and in virtually no household is it missing. Yet, very amazingly, you look at something a few feet in front of you, and through this medium you can see as far as whatever television producers please to present to you. With this latest observation, I have, as well, specified the disadvantage and limitations of this device. Really reliable ability to see things afar off, you will receive when you tune into the one who from the beginning proclaims the end. Wherever you are, just turn a knob and you can look at whatever he shows you. Indeed, I am talking about the scriptures. That's television at its purest. By means of the television, we have also the choice of many channels. Especially channel Paul is a must. It's number 13 in the menu. Current and globally accessible. There you will also find all transmissions from elsewhere, neatly in a row. Channel Paul is not an entertainment transmitter, but it brings the viewer completely up to date. The multicolored broadcasts also give the necessary attention to space travel. Other channels focus more on history, still others on genres such as nature, poetry, music, drama, horror, 18+, yes, satire, thriller, reality, etc. And then there is also, as yet, a channel with a lot of background information about the problems in the Middle East, interspersed with commentary from visionary experts. You will see an exceptionally diverse offerings of programs. In short, do you want to broaden your horizons, then look daily to this television for distant sights, prospects, oversights and insights. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. -Heber.11, 13-KJV. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Piat, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.